Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
And you're on the Vic Police GLOW Show, and this is Gabby Tyack.
Hello. Yes, that's me. I was here last week with Leanie Fabry on the Victoria Police Women's Lesbians Matter show, which is on every third Wednesday of the month. And now I'm back with the boys.
And that's a key part. And Greg Atkins is my name from the Anti-Violence Project.
This is Greg Atkins.
Yes, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Lesbians Matter is a key part of the GLOW show, and it happens on the third week of the month.
That's right, Wednesday.
If you're
unless there's a full moon, then it's the fourth. No, I'm only joking.
So mark it in your diary for future reference, because that's when you need to tune in, and it's a way of focusing efforts for the women's community.
Now, I need to do some cheerios while we're talking about the Lesbian Matters part of the Vic Police GLOW Show. I don't know why I need to make that link, but I am. I need to say hello to Steve and his lovely wife JJ, who are listening out there. Thank you very much. And I also need to say hello to our GLOW Alex, who's also listening.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Steve. Hello, JJ.
And we have to say hello to everyone out there that's interested in the LGBT community and the I community about issues related to reporting violence and actually stepping up and working with the GLOWs to increase the visibility of the LGBTI community around safety.
Now, we've got a really, really big show for you tonight. What's going to happen, Gab?
Speaking of safety, we've got new PSO officers starting
What's
their work.
What's a PSO?
Well, I'll let the inspector tell you all about that
a little
bit
later.
Is it
because you don't know?
I can't answer that question. But they're starting at the train stations tonight from 6 p.m. and they'll be making sure that our trains are safe. We talk about safety on this show. We've got extra police, well, not police, but PSOs out there making sure that our trains and public areas are more safe.
Yes, so Inspector Phil Green will be with us a little bit later on from the Transit Safety Division, the TSD, within the VicPol.
What else are we talking about?
We've got our usual crimes. We've got three crimes that we'll do on the quarter past, half past and quarter two.
So get your pen and bit of paper next to the radio station. As you're listening to Joy in your iPhone or by your computer in your office, you should be taking notes if there's anything that rings a bell and resonates with you about the descriptions we give out on the Crime Stoppers reports. Write them down.
Unless you're JJ, who I gave a call out to a little bit earlier, because she works at Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
Very good.
But you'll need that because so many people are making reports from this show hearing Crime Stoppers. It's important to keep the momentum up.
And some of those people are you, Greg Atkins. You're pretty good at identifying people.
We've had some good face recognition here in the studio here at Joy 94.9. Now, remember, the GLOW show is a partnership between Victoria Police GLOWs, the Joy 94.9, of course, Crime Stoppers and the Anti-Violence Project of Victoria, but most importantly, you. Without you, it doesn't work and we won't be here next week.
And a little bit later, we're also going to be talking about safety and protecting your goods and valuables at SOPV, sex on premises venues.
Very important.
And that also applies to anywhere if you're in any public area.
And if I've read my info right, we're also going to be talking about a free giveaway.
Oh, yes, free stuff. Yes, we are.
Fantastic. All that and more on the Vic Police GLOW Show. A bit of music for you. Coming up right now, we have Daniel Bedingfield with Never Gonna Leave Your Side. So stay here on Joy 94.9 for the Vic Police GLOW Show. You're on the Vic Police GLOW Show with Senior Constable Gabby Tyack, Sergeant Scott Davis and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project right now on the phone. All the way from Transit Safety is Inspector Phil Green. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting you're coming out, by the way, but you're coming out to spend time with us on the GLOW Show.
And I'm happy to be here.
And if you were coming out, we welcome that as well. You're such a good person in Victoria Police and thank you for the work you do. Now, we want to talk to you today, Phil, about the historic day for Victoria's public transport system with the deployment of the first protective services officers. They're called PSOs, if you haven't gathered. And they'll be beginning work at 6 p.m. this evening at Flinders Street and Southern Cross stations here in Melbourne.
They will indeed.
They will indeed. And we've got some questions we'd like to ask, and perhaps, you know, some clarity that you'd like to help us get through our listening audience. And maybe the first question we'd like to ask, Abby, is of Phil, is what time is the patrol, are the patrols starting? And this time frame that they're going to operate in, is that going to go for an extended period, or when do things change in terms of the times?
So, government have been quite clear ever since the policy was announced pre-election, and the policy says just quite simply from 6 p.m. until last train. So the model of what we call the model of operations has been written and designed to provide that service from 6 p.m. till last train, and that's what we're doing.
What time is generally the last train?
Great question. And a rostering nightmare.
Yes.
The last trains leave Flinders Street Sunday through Thursday at around about 20 past 12, mm-hmm. or 20 past midnight. But, you know, it's pretty common sense. Well, if they leave Flinders Street at 20 past, or the last train leaves at that time, it takes about an hour to get to Pakenham, for instance.
Yeah.
So if we have a PSA covering Pakenham starting at 6, they're going to be on platform for at least another hour. Longer compared to a PSO stationed at Flinders Street. So,
Where's the equity?
Where is the equity? It's a great question, as I said. So it'll be coverage for those times with a very flexible rostering system built in to say, well, we understand and we certainly recognise that the coverage of the policy is going to vary depending on where the station is. So the stations or the trains finish running from the city before they finish running at your outlying stations, particularly areas like Hurstbridge, Pakenham and Frankston.
I've got a question from Paul from Pakenham, who four times a week travels on the last train from Melbourne out to Pakenham. And he says that it might be fine to have PSOs on a station and controlling behaviour at this end, but it's on the train in the duration of the trip where the behaviour escalates, and at some point, a number of points along the time on those train trips to Pakenham where there's a lot of discomfort felt by passengers.
Look, you know, it's disappointing to hear that. The statistically, and this, it gets very dangerous when you start going into statistics, but, you know, public transport in Victoria, including trains, statistically is very safe. And so we know that, and which is why we're very proactive encouraging people to let us know when issues arise, what those issues are. We understand there's some reluctance by commuters at times to call police, and quite simply, imagine yourself in a carriage where you do see something or become uncomfortable. Most people would, you know, think twice about using their mobile phone and then saying, can you please connect me to police? Having said that, where issues do occur and are reported and then investigated on trains in particular, we have, believe it or not, the most startling success figures for Crime Stoppers Public Transport in Australia. And of the images of suspects we display through Crime Stoppers Public Transport, we have nearly a 9 out of 10 success rate.
And because of our partnership with Crime Stoppers Victoria on this show, we talk about this quite a bit. But Phil, we've had some questions in also asking about, are PSOs part of Victoria Police? Are they police officers if they have the same powers as police officers?
They're part of Victoria Police, absolutely. They're Victoria Police employees. They're employed under the same Act of Parliament that a Victoria Police officer is employed under. Do they have the same powers? No, they don't. And one of the prime distinctions or principal distinctions between them is that PSOs, including now the PSOs that will cover public transport, hold or carry and exercise their powers only for when they are on duty and only for where and when they're rostered to work.
Okay. And so they have a proactive and reactive side of their duties as well, don't they?
Very much so.
So they're out there trying to ensure that our public transport systems are safe, but they're responding to things that happen at the time.
Yeah, and we're really excited and have a, you know, see a lot of opportunity in that proactive role and focus for the PSOs. If we put another contact on the stations and allow those people to, you know, interact with the public and the travelling public in particular, we can start to feed back issues, concerns, or events that we can then better respond to.
Mm. Now, the original government policy was that there would be two PSOs on every train station from 6 p.m. to last train.
Yep.
Only 18 have graduated last week.
Yep.
Obviously, they're not going to be on every station initially. So where are they going to start off at?
From tonight and for this week, we're looking at Flinders Street and Southern Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we actually, you know, get our or get some sense as to how they're travelling in that role and to what our capacity is in when out, as in the Transit Safety Division, the Victoria Police capacity is to cover and assist those, this first squad of PSOs. We'll start expanding that area of operations, and so we'll start looking at Richmond, Footscray, North Melbourne.
Now, that's the origin, I suppose, or you know, if people are only travelling from Flinders Street to Richmond, that's origin destination, but the fast transport network is at the other end. How are you going to build a network and have the intent of the PSOs rolling out so it doesn't take 6, 9, 12 months before you actually get the full intent to take place?
Oh, no, well, it'll be longer than 9 months. It's, you know, the project has always been for delivery by November 2014. Mm. And so the schedule, the implementation changes to infrastructure, both police and public transport, is all geared around that project model of delivery by November 2014. So is it going to be within the next 9 months? No. And sometimes it's useful to think of this in context. When you look at the existing transit safety or commitment of Victoria Police to Transport Safety Division, and then you add by November 2014, 940 PSOs, by headcount, we will be looking at more people than three policing jurisdictions in Australia in their entirety.
Mm.
And so to say, can you do this in 6 to 9 months? You go, it'd be great. But it's pretty unlikely that you'd ever do that.
Well, a really interesting point that another listener's just messaged in saying, we've mentioned it's a 12-week course that the PSOs have got, and the media have covered that today, that it's a 12-week course. How are you going to mentor your officers if they have very limited skill base around the mentoring and it takes until 2014 to build that full network knowledge? Their mentoring is going to be such a limited range of skills and deployment of skills and knowledge because they won't be covering the issues. And mentoring this end is going to be different to the mentoring issues that you face in 2014.
Well, they will, and you would, you know, hope. Whether it's Victoria Police or any agency, they'll actually learn as we go along and we get better at what we do. So, I certainly hope, and it's my expectation, the mentoring model by 2014 will be very different to what it is now. The mentoring model that will be in place, or that is in place, and will commence as of 6 p.m. this evening, will be confirmed police attached to or working from Transit Safety Division, will provide that on-the-job training, mentoring, and ongoing support for the PSOs. You know, that's quite an intensive model to start off with for, you know, I hope, self-evident reasons. And we will build or provide that support until we have comfort that the PSOs are able to go about doing their job with a greater degree of flexibility and independence.
And we heard another text message in from Anonymous this time, who wants to know, will the PSOs have guns?
Yes. They will carry exactly the same equipment as a Victoria policeman. So if you see a Victoria police member walking around, normally now you'll see them, and Gabby can explain this probably far more expertly than I can, what's called an integrated operational equipment vest, and the minimum equipment carried by operational police members includes a firearm. The PSOs have exactly the same training in operational tactics and survival training.
Yes.
Or safety training, sorry. And the operational tactics and safety training includes our equipment, includes firearm, baton, spray or foam, handcuffs.
And that's a really important point to make, that whilst the course is 12 weeks, they've done the identical training that police do in regards to firearms, handcuffs, spray, that sort of stuff.
And that's in fact ongoing. So it's not just we cut them loose out of the academy and say, glad you're here, off you go and, you know, make the world a better place. It is actually, you know, a lot of thought and a lot of work has gone into making sure that we support the PSOs and that we provide a fairly seamless integrated service where, as police employees, and working with Victoria Police, we can actually all strive towards a shared end goal, which is greater confidence in a public transport system which is already safe.
Mm. Absolutely. It's quite interesting because a lot of the talk does seem to be around that there's only 12 weeks training for these PSOs and that's not enough. But when I joined New South Wales Police in 1999, that was the only training that I got. I had a 12-week training course and then I was a police officer after that. So that, and that was including all the court and all the paperwork and all the other extra training that the PSOs wouldn't do.
It's a great point to make, Gabby. And so the training program that's now in place for Victoria Police, is it longer? Yes, it is. Is there scope and application of powers and understanding of existing law and legislation and indeed policy wider and more involved? Yes, it is. And, you know, there's a fairly clear distinction between the two roles. PSOs, can they arrest? Yes. Are they then responsible for the judicial process, brief preparation and in going to court? And the answer is no. Yeah. They hand over to a member of Victoria Police.
The Anti-Violence Project hit its 15th birthday in January this year, and for the first 13 years of that, we saw a struggle and a success at the end to remove homophobia from some police methods, and including the beats policy within the police manual, how police treat beats. How can you reassure our community, and I'd like you to do that, and I'm open to hearing that in a simple 12-week course you've been able to eliminate their societal upbringing and prejudice and homophobia in only 12 weeks for people that I assume are operating under that same rule of policing beats and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, look, is it included? Absolutely is included. You know, I think you may recall I've actually been on this program before and... in relation to the rollout of the controlled weapons search operations. And the reason we do that actually is very deliberately community engagement with underlying principles of dignity and respect. So the GLBTI community was actively sought and we engaged with the GLBTI community for those reasons. And by some members of the community, there is a perception that Flinders Street Station can be or has been or may be a beat. And I don't know, I don't really care. The issue insofar as community confidence and about homophobia and about behaviours is very much guided by the underlying principles of dignity and respect, regardless as to orientation, ethnicity, about social inclusiveness or whatever other group a person may associate with or in fact belong with or belong to. And so around that is part of our ongoing commitment to what we call values-based behaviour underpinned by dignity and respect in the way we do our job and the way we treat one another. And where or if that were ever to be breached or concerns raised about adherence, then, I for one am absolutely committed to making sure that we address it as soon as or issues when they arise and work through them to actually make it a better, a safer and a more inclusive workplace, including the training we provide.
And for a positive note on that, having been one of the community people participating in community encounters with the PSO recruits, as well as the police recruits, it is a very enlightened batch coming through and you've been quite successful in recruiting. So a plus there, a big tick there from the community.
Yeah, look, and I think, without going into the, underlying or, sounding too booky or academic, if you go right there back to the principal, then Sir Robert Peel, whose work still, is underpins all common policing services or common law-based policing services. Sir Robert Peel said, the community is the police and the police are the community. And as we have a different demographic now coming through, you have people who have a more, as you've said, enlightened view and that are more open, responsive and indeed adaptable to the community they seek to serve.
We've got one last question and then we'll let you go. And it's one that I'd not thought of when we were putting together questions to ask you, Phil, is how will we tell a difference between a PSO and police?
Some people won't. and look, they're very similar. You can ask, I notice police uniforms because, I wear one.
Yeah.
A lot of people really wouldn't be able to notice the difference. The vests or the integrated operational equipment vest, which I referred to, rather than having police written on the back, will have protective services or protective service officer. And the shirts they wear underneath that are white, as opposed to the blue shirts worn by police. And the police badge that we have on our shoulders has a white star as part of the Victoria Police motif, and theirs is gold. Mm. So they're very subtle differences. And, but basically it's the same material, it's the same presentation, and even with the change in uniform that we'll start to see towards the end of this year as part of the changes to the Victoria Police uniform. And I've noticed the biggest change to uniform in many, many years. And we'll no doubt create further discussion at some point. No doubt the PSO's uniform will change with that, but again, it will be very similar or based on the Victoria Police uniform.
And the reality is that PSOs have been around for, a good, I suppose, close to 20 years through our court systems, protecting Parliament House and the Shrine as well.
Look, it's a great point. So, sometimes there's, great concerns raised about the model from people who are, and really, we've got to get our head around it. And I think discussions like this are really quite useful in a number of ways. You're absolutely right. 23 years they've been around.
No, it was a good guess.
Yep, it's a great guess. 23 years they've been around and they've actually done a great job. with the great outcome. And we're hoping this will be another iteration, or if not, a whole new generation and an expanded operation of the PSOs.
But it is a really important point to say that they are part of Victoria Police.
Very much so.
Inspector Phil Green from Transit Safety, we appreciate your time here on the GLOW Show today. And I'm sure if listeners want to contact the GLOWs through GLOW@joy.org.au, we'll be delighted to pass those questions, any further questions, on to you, Phil.
Terrific. I'm more than happy to receive and respond to questions received.
Wonderful. Well, have a great day and good luck with the launch of the PSOs at Southern Cross and Flinders Street at 6 p.m. this evening.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Sergeant Scott Davis, Senior Constable Gabby Tyke, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. Stay with us. You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Scott Davis, Gabby Tyke, Greg Atkins, and you, the listener, most important part of this, and that was We Are the People, Empire of the Sun.
A great wonderful music. West Australian band.
Fantastic
Empire
music.
Of the Sun.
Now, Crime Stoppers, very important part of this show.
They are.
And we have a Crime Stoppers for you.
We do. At about 11:45 a.m. on the 7th of September 2011, a man attended at a store on Collins Street, Melbourne, and requested that a staff member show him three watches.
When the staff member turned away to attend to another customer, the man allegedly stole the watches and fled the store. He's described as Caucasian, 25 to 26 years old, 170 centimetres tall, has short black hair, a medium build, was unshaven and wearing glasses. He was wearing a black jacket and blue jeans.
We've released images of a man we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries, and you can see those images by heading across to crimestoppers.com.au and looking at reference number CA60555. And if you do have any information, you can always call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Now, when you see that image, it's a distinctive jacket as well, quite a distinctive jacket. And you affectionaros in the gay and lesbian community, remember we are the backbone of
fashion.
Retail, fashion and retail in the broader community.
Although he's not wearing a tag, which I thought initially he was wearing a tag on there that said pull, but no, that's the door that he's about to walk through.
I was about to comment on that.
But you'll recognise the jacket because it's actually quite a stylish one.
And we've also got a wanted. We'll do that quickly. Have you seen Milad Noel Alawi? It's alleged Alawi was involved in trafficking drugs in Pasco Vale South in November of last year. We would like to hear from anyone who may know his whereabouts. And you can have a look at a photo or an image of him on the Crime Stoppers website.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWs, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
You're on the Vic Police GLOW Show, Scott Davis, Gabby Tyke and I'm Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
We've got Vic Police news segment, but we were just talking to Inspector Phil Green from Transit Safety about the new PSOs, and this story's about safety at train station car parks. Victoria Police and V-Line have joined forces with a new initiative to shield off thefts from vehicles parked at regional train stations. Transit Safety Police and V-Line authorised officers will be at Traralgon, Bendigo, Shepparton, Lara, North and South Geelong, Bacchus Marsh, Ballarat, Melton and Wallen train stations over the next week, handing out free car sunshades.
Free,
yes.
Car sunshades. The sunshades send a strong message to would-be thieves with the message, "All valuables have been removed from this vehicle," written in bold red print. Inspector Brendan McCrory from the Transit Safety Division said police and the authorised officers would be talking to commuters as they return to their vehicles about how to prevent thefts. "Theft from parked vehicles is essentially an opportunistic crime," he said. "Preventing this crime is as simple as ensuring a vehicle is locked at all times and that all valuables are removed."
He continued to say thieves are looking through car windows to spot any goods such as coins, laptops, GPS units, mobile phones, credit cards, shopping, tools and electrical goods. If they can't see anything, they'll simply move on. These sunshades are a way of reminding rail commuters to remove all valuables from their cars and tell thieves not to waste their time. V-Line CEO Rob Barnett said the joint initiative aimed to send a strong message to thieves.
He continued to say our regional commuters often leave their vehicles for long periods of time at railway station car parks. After a long day at work, the last thing our customers want is to return to their vehicle to find they've been a victim of a theft. He said, "We're pleased to be working with Victoria Police to raise awareness of how we can all work together to prevent this crime from happening. And anyone who may witness suspicious behaviour around a station car park can contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or online at crimestoppers.com.au.
And they've already been at North Geelong and Bacchus Marsh yesterday. Tonight, if you're at South Geelong, Ballarat or Melton, you'll be able to see them and get your car shades. And tomorrow at Wallen, the 27th at Traralgon, Bendigo on the 28th, Shepparton on the 29th, and the 1st of March is Lara, and I am going to be there. Most of the time it's between 5 p.m. and 6 or 7 p.m. So get down to those stations, particularly if you live there, and pick them
brilliant.
Up.
This is a brilliant concept. Great one.
It is, isn't it?
Car theft is so... when they break the window and they come into your car, it just knocks you off for a day at work. And you lose your valuables. It's horrendous. So this is brilliant.
And particularly now, rural train stations, you are usually away from your car for a long period of time if you're catching a long train trip every day. So the thieves know that and know they've got plenty of time and they're looking around through the cars. And if there's anything in there, they're going to break into that car.
But I do want to reiterate what Electra Welland said on the show 2 weeks ago, that more thefts occur in people's driveways than at railway station car parks, and that's because people leave their cars unlocked at railway station car parks. And Paul Anthony, yes, we know.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Our Vic Police Glow Show, we thought we'd bring you a bit of music because...
Before we do that, we've been talking about off-air the whole time that we've been doing this show, that we're going to mention that next week is a really big week for us.
True.
We have got Chief Commissioner... I was going to say Christine Nixon. Chief Commissioner Ken Lay coming into the studios. And we need to know what you want us to ask him. Now, we asked this question a couple of weeks ago and we've put those questions aside, so we do have some questions already. But we want to know what questions you want us to ask Ken Lay next week when he's in the studios. He's only here for 20 minutes, so we need to make those questions short, sharp and concise, people. But we want to know what you want us to ask him.
0427-JOY949, 0427-569-949, or on air at joy.org.au. And it's going hot. We've already had a message come in from William in Williamstown wanting to know about the long-term gains that we've made with Victoria Police and the gay and lesbian community. How does Ken Lay suggest we sustain these long-term gains and build on them? Oh, we've got a text message that's also come in through about levels of reporting. Thank you for Zidian from the Anti-Violence Project. You're listening from the other side of town, Bacchus Marsh, and that's around the really poor levels of reporting of violence in the gay and lesbian, particularly the lesbian community, and we've slowly built on them. How, he says, are the changes in Victoria Police's command going to ensure that we don't drop back in the levels of reporting? How we make sure that they increase the levels of reporting?
Great
Very
question.
Good question. But for you, we've got some ABBA. Here we go.
Woo-hoo. And that was the wonderful ABBA with SOS. And we have had an SOS into the studio. And Mr. Doug Pollard, yes, it is here. And for a price, you can get it back.
And what we're talking about there is sometimes with theft, people mislay pieces of personal equipment and forget where they put it. But in this case, we've got that whole thing proven wrong by good broadcaster Doug Pollard. So we've managed to find your piece of equipment.
We'll put it into your pigeonhole, Doug. If I can find your pigeonhole, I'll do that for you.
Now, we've got another last Crime Stoppers for the show today. Very important one. So get your pen and paper ready. Pay attention, Gabby.
It's a kidnapping and assault. At about 10 p.m. on the 12th of January this year, the victim was leaving a restaurant on North Road in Ormond when he was allegedly forced into a gold Holden Commodore by two men.
The men drove the victim around for 6 to 8 hours, at one point using the victim's house keys to enter and ransack his home. Before letting the victim go, the men forced him to the ground, struck him over the head with a metal object, and kicked and punched him. The first man is described as Caucasian, 32 to 33 years of age, 175 centimetres tall, short black hair, a slim build, dark eyes and was clean shaven. He was wearing a black sports jacket, a black T-shirt, dark blue jeans, a black peaked cap and yellow work boots.
The second man is described as Caucasian, 30 to 35 years old, 185 to 188 centimetres tall, has shaved blonde hair, an average build, blue eyes, facial stubble and a very slight Scottish or Irish accent. He was wearing a grey sports jacket, a white T-shirt, grey track pants and white sports shoes. And we've released two images of two men whom we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
And they're particularly good images too, aren't they? So this is one where, you know, if you've seen these guys, you'll know it as soon as you check on this site and quote reference 6056.
And just point out that they're not actual CCTV images. They're not photographs. They're
artist
face
images.
Yes, exactly.
Usually, you know, the tradition is artist images are often very close to the mark, aren't they, with the perpetrators?
They can be, yeah.
Yeah. You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Scott, Gabby and I'm Greg. Stay with us.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're on the Victoria Police Glow Show and we've had another text in from another fellow Glow who's listening, Steve from St Kilda. He says, great show, guys. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Steve, and we'll have to get you back on the show soon.
Now, we've had a report come through to us of some thefts occurred at a number of SOPVs or sex on premises venues. So we thought we'd just spend a little bit of time about how you might be able to keep your valuables safe inside an SOPV.
That's now, a good discussion.
Well, it's a discussion that I really can't be involved in because I've never been into an SOPV and had to put my valuables anywhere. So I'm going to rely on you a lot, Greg, from the Anti-Violence Project to do some of that work.
Well, the key thing is when you arrive at those venues, you get a locker, you have a bit of elastic or some form of attaching the key to your wrist or your ankle, and it's about making sure that you know where that wristband is at any particular time. So even if you're in a private space with someone, the band doesn't come off, that can't be exchanged with the other person's band, and then while you're sleeping, that other person exits the space you're in and goes and ransacks your locker, only to return and swap them back again. Yeah. So it's being really sure about where that key is that protects your locker's valuables.
Now, one of the important things out of this, though, is if you see suspicious behaviour, you need to report it to either the staff inside the venue or afterwards report it to the police. Because the only way we're going to catch the people that are involved, and I'm going to say the guys that are involved, because only guys are going into sex on premises venues, the only way we're going to catch them is if you get involved with us.
Or you can report to the Anti-Violence Project, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well.
Antiviolence.info.
Now, next week, we've got Ken Lay, Chief Commissioner Ken Lay, on air with us for 20 minutes. What do you want us to ask him? Send your questions through to GLOW, G-L-L-O, glow@joy.org.au.
You're on Vic Police Glow Show. See you back next week for more with the Vic Police Glow Show partnership.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday.
When Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.